And you are listening to the Texas Standard. The tidal wave of Californians heading to Texas shows no sign of slowing, a new survey indicating that some 700,000 left the Golden State last year and more than 86,000 of those California expats came to you know where. Here in Texas, we like to brag about how our state is number one, and the current state of the economy seems to be backing that claim. Indeed, if Texas were a country, its over $1.7 trillion economy would make it the 10th largest in the world. But as the state reaches new economic heights, some critics are saying, well, that there may be a limit on Texas's success. Say it ain't so. That's what Stephen Pettigo is finding as a professor at UT Austin in the LBJ School of Public Affairs. He's also the inaugural director of the LBJ Urban Lab. Professor, thanks for joining us here on the Texas Standard. Good to see you, sir.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
All right. So what have you found at the Urban Lab that might contradict this narrative of Texas's ongoing success?
Well, I think as you illustrated in the introduction here, Texas is seeing extreme growth. We are one of the largest economies in the world. We have some of the lowest unemployment in the world. And if you look at Chief Executive Magazine, they said that we are the best business climate. But if you look, dive a little bit deeper into sort of some of the metrics about the types of jobs, the types of education attainment levels that Texans have, I think what we start to find is a bit of a gap here. And so in the piece that I wrote for the Dallas Morning News, the real thing I was questioning, not really a critic of growth, but was just sort of asking this question about if we are thinking about growth for the future as a state that's expanding so fast, how do we think about ensuring that more people can participate in our economy?
What does that mean when you say more people participate in our economy? Presumably, if you have more people coming to Texas, you have more entrepreneurs among that group. You know, people are coming here because we tend to have a regulatory environment that is, as our leaders like to tell us, good for business, good for growth.
That
right?
is true. But I would say this. I mean, one of the things that we know that drives economic development today is people, right? Having the skills. And so the question really is how much more of our talent and businesses can Texas import? And why not focus on creating opportunities for Texans that are here? So one of the things that I write in the piece is that we've built this fantastic foundation of growth. So let's think more about how we get our residents the skills, the training, the necessary skills to really participate in this economy. And that's rethinking about some of our training programs in our high schools and our vocational programs, all those types of things, really giving people that opportunity to participate.
Let me ask you, I want to take this out of Texas for just a moment, just by way of illustration. Let's say that we are in Arkansas. All right. And we want to do something to train our people so that they'll be ready for the great jobs here in Arkansas. Now, we're training these folks. We're making a huge investment in education, for example. And when they graduate, where are they going to go? Do you think they're going to stay in Arkansas? Now, my question would be for Texas. Why make this kind of investment that perhaps you seem to be suggesting if, in fact, we're going to see a lot of brain drain. We're going to see folks go into California, to Silicon Valley, to other places which might be more attractive.
Well, this is the whole point. If we can create opportunity here, we don't have the brain. We won't experience the brain drain. And so one of the things I write in the piece is that let's focus on growing Texas businesses. Let's focus on this idea of creating entrepreneurship, mentorship programs, investing back into our businesses here that can employ local Texans. And so, you know, if you think about economic development or what drives growth, we say there are three things you really want to invest in: people and enterprises and place. And if you do all three of those things, the hope is that we don't have the issue that you just described in Arkansas. And one could argue that the reason that a state like Arkansas experiences brain drain to the state of Texas is because there is opportunity here. My point in the piece is that if we really want to think about how we grow sustainably, how we manage growth, how we create opportunity, this question of equity in our communities, we have to invest back into our local communities. That's people, that's places, and that's enterprises. That's local Texans.
I love what you're saying. Don't get me wrong, I'm just sort of playing devil's advocate here. What is, of those three factors that you're just talking about, is it the people that's more important? Is it the place that's more important? Or is it the opportunity, that pre-existing opportunity, that's the most important, if you look at where these opportunities are happening?
Yeah, this is the challenging question about deciding how you define what drives growth. For some communities, it's about investing in the enterprise development. How do you create the businesses that can create opportunities for the residents that you have? For places like Austin, we're having to think about upskilling our talent, giving people technical programs to participate in this technology economy that we're growing here.
the people to actually fill the jobs.
And then in some of our cities and in our rural communities, we really have to invest back into place. Many of our rural communities that write in the piece lack the infrastructure to participate in the digital economy. We need broadband in our communities. We have to think about this idea that we can't just expect retail and tourism development to save our rural communities and our cities. As you know, we're here in Austin, Texas. We're a city that's experiencing extreme growth. Mm-hmm. We have to think about affordability, our land use, our transportation. It depends a lot of times where you are in the state. And so the point of the piece is that, look, you can't have a one-size-fits-all economic development strategy. You have to have something that's tailored. My point is this, is as we think about a state going first, let's think about what are the investments that are needed to make in our state here, mm-hmm. as opposed to putting additional dollars and incentives in companies and people that are outside of the state.
You know how things work, though. I mean, before things change often, the situation has to start going downhill. Now, what I'm wondering is there a way to avoid the tipping point that would be that downhill slope?
Well, this is the opportunity for Texas. Now, we're not in a decline. We are a state that's obviously a state that's growing really quickly and really fastly. It is incumbent of us now to manage the growth or let the growth manage us. We don't want the growth to manage us. We want to manage growth. So this is really the time to get ahead of that curve where we don't start to see that decline that you're suggesting.
Have we already reached a tipping point in some places? Because growth has been so great. I mean, we were talking about Central Texas here because that's where we are. We are all experiencing the traffic situation, for example. Aren't too many other places to build roads, and people have been trying to come up with mass transit answers, and none of those seem to be moving forward. So I'm wondering if we're already starting to see this, I don't want to use tipping point again, but we're already starting to see some limits.
I think we are, David, and I think what you're getting at is this really interesting point for Texans. And that is, while we are a state that has to think about our rural communities and think about the development and how we bring those rural communities along, for the first time, Texas has to understand that it is a metropolitan state. It is a state that is more urban than it's ever been before.
Right.
So that means that we have to think about how we manage these issues in our commerce centers. Because if we want to bring urban communities along, if we want to bring rural communities along, it really is about investing back into the places that are these engines. And some of our engines, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, and Austin are experiencing this growth. And so now it's trying to, again, manage it or let it manage us.
These are the issues that Stephen Pettigo has been thinking an awful lot about as the inaugural director of the LBJ Urban Lab. He's a professor at UT Austin in the LBJ School of Public Affairs. Professor, good to talk with you. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.